The Accusers by Lindsay Davis. Read by Jamie Glover. Rome. Autumn AD 75 to Spring AD 76. Chapter 1. I had been an informer for over a decade when I finally learned what the job entailed. There were no surprises. I knew how society viewed us. Low-born hangers-on, upstarts too impatient for honest careers, or corrupt nobles. The lowest grade was proudly occupied by me, Marcus Didius Falco, son of the utterly plebeian rogue Didius Favonius, heir to nothing and possessing only nobodies for ancestors. My most famous colleagues worked in the Senate, and were themselves senators. In popular thought, we were all parasites, bent on destroying respectable men. I knew how it worked at street level. A hodgepodge of petty investigative jobs, all ill-paid and despised. A career that was often dangerous, too. I was about to see the glorious truth of informing senatorial style. In the late summer of the year that I returned with my family from my British trip, I worked with Paccius Africanus and Silius Italicus, two famous informers at the top of their trade. Some of you may have heard of them. Legals. That is to say, these noble persons made criminal accusations, most of which were just about viable, argued without blatant lies and supported by some evidence, with a view to condemning fellow senators and then snatching huge proportions of their doomed colleagues' rich estates. The law, ever fair, makes decent compensation for selfless application to demeaning work. Justice has a price. In the informing community, the price is at least 25%. That is 25% of all the condemned man's seaside villas, city property, farms, and other investment holdings.